Well, welcome to the preview of round four of the JD Welsh Cup, where we got some cross-country crackers to entertain you this weekend. Games from teams from all over four corners of the country battling it out to make it into those quarterfinals. Mark Turner-Jones and Dean Jones join me for the journey to preview their hopes, and we'll be hearing from managers and players from clubs all over the place, like Coniskey Nomads, Swansea University, Newtown, Rhyl, Carnarvon, Avonlido, Prestatyn, to name but a few. But first, Jonah, let me turn to you. Everybody's got their eyes on the prize right now, haven't they? It's the fourth round. They can see the quarterfinals. They will be really going for it.
Definitely, Mark. Definitely. It's a fantastic occasion for every manager. They know how close they are. It's the easiest way to get to Europe. It's the easiest way to make history for your club. It's a fantastic... You get to the final, every player will remember it for the rest of their lives, if you win it especially. And it's the biggest day for some of these managers, especially the boys from the leagues outside the Cymru Premier, and I hope they enjoy it.
Well, I tell you what, let's start with the game that S4C have chosen for their live match on Friday at 8 o'clock. And rightly so, both of these sides bring a crowd. It's Ammanford against Carnarvon Town. Before I get the thoughts of Jonah and Dean Jones, here is the Carnarvon Town manager, Sean Eardley.
We know it's going to be a tough game. You know, there's a number of elements that might go against us. Travelling down on the night isn't ideal. You know, lads making their own way down on a Friday evening. They're in a good little bit of form at the minute as well. Whereas ourselves, you know, we're looking for, you know, a little bit of luck front of goal and with certain decisions as well. So we're under no illusions that it's going to be a tough test, but one thing is for sure, when we're faced with a little bit of adversity and difficult times, it's a real show of our togetherness and our spirit, and we'll go down there. You know, we're desperate to get the win, but we know it's not going to be handed to us. There's the buzz and the excitement of Lee Trundle and, you know, Andy Robertson and players like that, fantastic players who have had fantastic careers. But we've got to put that to the back of our minds. They've got some, you know, very good individual talent. Finally, it would be wrong of me if I did mention, you know, the two fantastic fan bases that both clubs have, two of the best supported clubs in Wales. You know, that's not to upset anyone from Barry, like, to be fair, because they make a lot of noise, but to have Ammanford against Carnarvon in the Welsh Cup, we're taking a few down, and other fans will get together, you know, at the end, win, lose or draw, and have a couple of beers, you know, so it promises to be a great atmosphere. I think a fantastic advert for domestic Welsh football as well, and yeah, it's a challenge that we're really looking forward to.
What a day this will be for Ammanford.
Oh, I think you'd have to say they have a chance after their performance in the last round. I was lucky enough to do the last game on Scotty Owen. It was a 4-0 win for Ammanford, of course, with Griff Allison's men playing superb on the television, with Truns getting two and Gavin Jones getting two. And they were, you know, they demolished Carmarthen on the night, and it was a fantastic performance from them. So I think they'll get the crowd behind them. Carnarvon have got to come down on a Friday night. It's a big ask. Whether you like it, you know, whether from the Premier or not, it's a big ask travelling down for a night game. And it's going to be one hell of a tie. One thing I will say, Mark, for Griff, I think it'll be the biggest game he's ever managed. Over the last 2 years, Sean Eardley's done a magnificent job for Carnarvon. They've made the top six now for the second year running. But I think this could be Sean's biggest game, even since he's been manager, because they win this, like you said earlier on, they're in with a chance of going all the way in this cup. It's such a massive game. There should be 700 plus there. Oh, great game. Really, really looking forward to this one. And honestly, Mark, at the moment, just edge favouritism Carnarvon's way, but it could be a real bumper tie, this one.
And Dean, Carnarvon Town will certainly feel they're in a position now to be a challenger for the silverware, won't they?
Yeah, I'm not sure whose bright idea this was to have this on a Friday night, from a Carnarvon Town perspective, especially after they'd gone travelling down to South Wales last weekend as well against Cardiff Met. I mean, these lads aren't full-time, they've got work commitments and things, and you're basically having to take the day off to go down and play this game, which is absolutely ludicrous, and especially seen as they did exactly the same last weekend. I mean, it's not ideal, and it's something that has to be looked at. I mean, a bit of common sense really is all you need in this situation. You can see sort of the Welsh Premier fixtures beforehand. and just give them a bit of leeway. I mean, it's not easy for teams coming down at the best of times, especially if you're part-time, and for them to be mixing it in the top six again, trying to push for Europe is a huge achievement and one they can be rightfully proud of. I think Carnarvon are going to have to be at their best to sort of come through this one, but they've shown resilience. They've got match winners. They've got players coming back to fitness now. In Noah Edwards, who's sort of a really talented playmaker, sort of in the final third. And obviously, you've got Jamie Crowther as well, who suffered a bad injury early in the season. And his versatility has been a real asset for them as well, as has his leadership, to be honest. So, yeah, big test for Carnarvon, but one I think they can get through no problem at all.
Well, the Coffee Army won't be the only ones putting in the miles this weekend. On Saturday, it's the turn of Avonlea fans to go all the way north. Or take the team with you as well. You might need them as well, as Avonlea play Connorskey Nomads. First off, Andy Morrison from Connorskey Nomads. Then we'll hear from Avonlea's Andrew Mumford before I ask the Joneses what they think.
Well, for me, we need to get 15 points now to get European football, which was our remit at the start of the season. We've got a League Cup final to go into, and we've got a really tough game next week. You know, I told the lads now, we move on very quickly because these are two teams that are in a really good place at the minute with their football, and these are really tough games that we need to prepare right for. Let this game go, and then start again for, you know, for our ultimate aim, which is European football, and 60 points should get us that.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. You know, there's nothing like a giant killing in the Welsh Cup, is it? So hopefully we can make ourselves proud and go up there and give them a good game.
You've always had a great tradition of being cup battlers, the Lido. I remember you getting to the final. You know, you've been quarter finalists a few times. Fancy a run if you can take care of the Nomads?
Well, we all know it's going to be a, you know, a very difficult task. But as you said, we've got nothing to lose. All the pressure will be on them playing at home. So, you know, as long as the boys give 100%, I'm sure we can give them a good game.
I think the Lido, in their history anyway, have always been good cup fighters. They're a tough team, the Lido. They, I you know, say it every week on the podcast. The one thing the Lido will give you is a scrap. You know, they got players who've won the cup. Kyde, you know, scored two in a cup final. Four, luckily enough for us, for Carmarthen. Sasha Walters has played in a cup final. Liam McCreesh, you know, he's an ex-Welsh Premier League Player of the Year. Youngster I watched, good centre-back they got last week. I watched some young kid, Lewis Holmes. So they got some decent players.
Andy Morrison is sort of prides himself on being meticulous, really, in terms of his preparation. I mean, he'll treat Lido the same as he treated Kilmarnock, I'm sure, in the Europa League, and give him the utmost respect. They're on home soil, which is another huge boost for them, and they've got really, really good knockout experience this year, and must have got untold confidence from that, especially the Europa League Cup run. I mean, it seems like a million miles away now, but for them to sort of achieve what they did is an absolute milestone for them and Welsh football in general, really. I mean, you do well to see a team that have done better than that in European football from a Welsh domestics perspective, at least. So they'll obviously, like I say, they'll treat them with the utmost respect. I mean, they'll be well aware of their threats. That are prepared the right way and I expect to get through quite comfortably, but that's not to knock Lido and what they've achieved so far this season, both in the league and in the Welsh Cup.
Well, Swansea University is certainly blazing a trail at the top end of Cymru South. Prestatyn in town doing very much the same in Cymru North. It's the table-topping derby. Before we hear from our pundits, let's hear from Swansea University's Ollie Roberts.
Yeah, it means a lot to everyone at the club to have progressed this far, which is the furthest the club has ever been in the Welsh Cup. It's a great competition to be involved in, with a huge incentive for us to get as far as we can and hopefully go and make a name for ourselves. The boys have been buzzing since the draw came out, to be fair. We all know how big the game is and what's on the line for the club financially. But with a big crowd and potentially TV cameras expected, we'll be looking to put on a good performance and show what we're about. So hopefully we'll be able to go and test ourselves against the best in the country later in the competition. Be a tough ask for sure, with Prestatyn being very comfortable at the top of their league. Don't really know a lot about them, having never played them before, but I'm sure it'll be a good game with both teams looking to play the right way as it's top of the Cymru North against top of the Cymru South. And come Saturday afternoon, I'm sure all the boys will be ready.
A long way to go for Neil Gibson's Prestatyn town as well. Here he is.
It'll be a different sort of experience for some of our players. We've still got obviously some experienced lads who've played in the Welsh Premier League with the club and know what travelling down to South Wales and putting in performances is all about. We'll prepare properly. You know, we'll go down Friday. We'll stay over before the game to make sure we're right and we're fully prepared for the game. We know that Swansea University, you know, have been doing extremely well this season. We've had them watched a couple of occasions, so we've tried to do as much due diligence on them as possible. But we know that we're in for a very difficult game. You know, they're not in the position they are in the league for no reason. They've got quite ambitious, so I'm told, in terms of wanting to get into the Welsh Premier League themselves. So they'll see this as a benchmark, how they're doing against the top of the Cymru North, just like we're thinking the same about them. So we're hopeful that if we're as good as we can be and we take care of the areas that we think they'll cause us problems, then we'll give them some tests for themselves this coming week. The Welsh Cup is a fantastic competition. You know, we've been lucky enough to win it in the past, and we want to try and get as far as possible in it this season. But we're going to have to be at our best to get beyond Swansea this weekend.
Swansea University, they've really ploughed their way through the Cymru South, and this is an interesting North-South derby, isn't it?
Yes, Mark. It's a fantastic game. It's the two clubs who are top in their leagues. You know, Prestatyn. Neil Gibson's won this cup, by the way, with Prestatyn. So we mustn't forget that. They've done it. He'll know how to win the cup. And a few of his players, I think, actually played at that time. So, you know, they've been there. A couple of them done it before. But it's a brilliant game for Swansea Uni. David Evans done so well. The top of the league. They won 2-0 Saturday at Dundee. I think they're six matches unbeaten at home anyway. Nathan Townsend and Alan Sobers-Asu got their goals away at Dundee on Saturday. Listen, they're really playing well. They're top of the league. I don't think anybody expected them to be top of the league at this time of the season. The battle of the Cymru South versus the Cymru North leaders makes this a massive game.
And the last of our long treks, Kevin Druids hosting the lowest ranked team left in the competition. Congratulations to Pontardawe Town. A long trek for them Saturday at 2:30, but I'm sure they'll enjoy the experience. Dean Jones, what do you think of Kevin Druids' opportunity here?
I mean, they've got to be wary, Druids, and absolutely no doubt about that. I mean, regardless of what Portadawa are in the standings and in sort of the Welsh pyramid, I mean, you've got to give them all the amount of credit in the world for getting this far in this competition. But like I say, if this was away from home instead of at Druids, at The Rock, then you'd probably say it was a little bit trickier. But seeing as they're at home, good win last weekend as well. Jamie Reid hitting the ground running there is a good signing for them. Very experienced figures, had success in this competition before with Bangor City. He's going to make a massive difference for them up top, providing he can stay clear of the injuries that have blighted him in recent seasons. So a difficult one, but like I say, if Portadawa put the effort in, put the work in like they have been doing in the third round, then who knows what can happen really. But I'd expect Druids to be a bit more clinical than them and get a passage to the next round.
Let's look at some ties closer to home then. Flint Town United hosting Colwyn Bay. Normally a Cymru North fixture, but a fourth round Welsh Cup tie as well. Here's Craig Hogg from Colwyn Bay.
Yeah, it's a game we're all really looking forward to, you know, especially because it's a major cup competition like the JD Welsh Cup. You know, from our point of view, to still be involved in that competition at this stage is really exciting for everyone connected, you know, to the football club. Looking back at Colwyn Bay's recent history in cup competitions, we're not particularly well known for progressing through the rounds. But this year, we've managed to win three very difficult games against three very difficult opponents. And that's, you know, really pleasing for everyone connected to the football club. Friday night's game away at Flint, I think it's why we're all involved in football, either playing or coaching or managing at this level. A massive game under lights, in front of the cameras, in front of a huge crowd. You know, it's a great advert for North Wales and Welsh football in general. Flint are a really good side. Now, make no mistake, they are one of the best teams in our league. They boast an excellent management team and an excellent group of players, and we know it's going to be really tough. But from our point of view, you know, we don't feel we've done too bad ourselves at all this season. You know, to be where we are in the table at this stage and still involved in a major cup competition, I think it shows we have made a certain degree of progress in our first season back in Welsh domestic football. You know, looking back at Saturday's game at home to Ruthin, you know, yes, our performance wasn't great and we didn't play anywhere near the way that we can or the levels that we're capable of. But that's understandable to a point with a 17 or 18 day layoff in between. But the most important thing that we took from Saturday's game is that we found a way to win. And I think clearly that's a value that we're going to have to take with us 100% when we visit Flint at Kirkcaldy on Friday night. You know, the game itself, it's going to be close. There's not going to be a great deal between the two sides. And I think the team that manages the occasion and plays their brand of football in the most effective or efficient way will be the team that comes out on top. Hopefully, it's ourselves at Colwyn Bay celebrating at full time, and with a little bit of luck, we can be in the hat on the draw for the next round on Monday night.
And Dean Jones, look, this is their first year back in the Welsh domestic system, getting their feet under the table in the Cymru North. Are they an outside chance for progressing further in the Cup?
I mean, they've made their intentions pretty clear of late. I mean, looks like they're already loading up the squad for next season. With the signings they've made, obviously with Callum Parry, Kai Irwin, a couple of young lads as well that they've got in, should contribute for them this year as well. So it'd be a good chance for them to progress and sort of get their name back out there again. But as I've said before, they've been a revelation since they've come back into the Welsh system. Big gambles paid off in spades for them. A realistic chance of getting there. And who knows what can happen. I mean, they've got players who played at a higher level than what they're playing at. Got experience of winning both in England and in Wales. So who knows what can happen if Colwyn Bay get through. But it's a massive test at Flint. I mean, tricky place to go. Conditions might not be the best. You've got the wind, obviously, to deal with there as well. So, but like I say, if they can get through, it is a massive chance for them, obviously, to play sort of a JD Cymru Premier side again. Obviously, they knocked off Airbus previously. So a big test for Craig Hogg's side this weekend, but one I'm sure they're looking forward to and relishing.
Well, Chris Hughes has just guided Newtown safely into sixth spot in the JD Cymru Premier. They'll be playing in the top half when normal service resumes in that league. This weekend, though, they're back in Cup action, and it's against Rhyl, a side they know very well. One might say there's history between the two. Eddie Morris-Jones first, then Chris Hughes.
Simple, isn't it? You know, we've got nothing to lose. You know, the pressure's on them. You know, we can just go and enjoy the day and hopefully give a good account of ourselves. Yeah, we have the quality to, you know, there is that little bit of hope. But yeah, we'll have to be on our game, you know, everyone. And maybe for Newtown to not be on their par. But don't get me wrong, you know, we're going to go down there. We'll have a game plan. We've got a couple of players coming back this week. It's nice to see Sam on the bench today, you know, and coming on and getting 20 minutes. So he might be ready. There's a couple more, you know, Ben Burrows, he'll be back in next week. So things are hopefully looking up for us. You know, what a game to look into with two good wins behind us.
You know, that defeat was painful last year. You know, we on the day we probably should have won the game with the chances we created. Fair play, all credit to them. They took their chances and then held on. I think it's different. I think we've got different players. Obviously, we've got a lot of young players. You know, again, we've had a turnover. I think I'm probably on fourth or fifth squad that I've built now in seven seasons. So, you know, they've got different players. We've had them watch the last sort of month or so we know all about them. Obviously, it's a club I don't live far from, so I know quite a lot about them. I had a spell there many years ago, so I know the club well. You know, they've got some good young players. So we're the Welsh Premier League team. We're at home, and you know we want to try and get through to the next round. As I said, if we can get to the quarterfinals and be in the top six, then you know I've had some great runs in my time here at Newtown. I've had some disastrous spells in the Welsh Cup as well, but you know I've had some real good runs in the Welsh Cup, and we want to make sure that this season's won as well, and we can keep that, keep your season ticking over as well as being in the top six.
Jonah, this time will have a bit of bite, won't it?
Newtown and Chris Hughes have done what they had to do last Saturday. In their league, in their state standings in the league, they're in the top six, which is a fantastic return for the Robins. So I think they look forward to this game Saturday. Rhyl will go and play and really have a go. Definitely, they got nothing to lose. They're the underdog. They're going to a great, you know, great venue. It's always a great place to go and play, Latham Park. But I think they'll have a go. The Lily Whites will have a go. And the Robins will have to be at their best to, you know, to get through. So another tight one. This could be another tight one. Maybe a chance of an upset. But home advantage makes the Robins favourites.
Yeah, we spoke about this a little bit before. I mean, Rhyl can go in with plenty of confidence. After hitting seven at home against, obviously, Llanfair United are turning into sort of the whipping boys of the Cymru North. But it is hard for relegated teams. And that's no slight on Rhyl, who put in a clinical performance and punished them for their mistakes. And whether they can do the same against a very organised and well-drilled Newtown is another matter. I mean, they're going in knowing they've got a top six spot in the league. Strength in depth all over them. I know they missed out on Craig Pritchard this week, who's signed for Ostrich Town. I mean, from what I got told, he'd agreed terms with Chris Hughes and Newtown only for the Welsh FA to sort of put a scupper on it, really, due to sort of Pritchard's involvement with Melville United in New Zealand and obviously Marine when he came back. So that's the two clubs he's allowed, permitted by the Welsh FA to play for. Not necessarily sure I agree with it, to be honest, especially given the fact he was, he's been back in from New Zealand quite a while now, so and it's not even on sort of the United Kingdom shores either, so bit of a silly one. But like I say, that shouldn't knock the rest of their squad and what they're capable of. Big test for real. Good test for their young lads as well, whether Eddie will throw them in at the deep end or not. People like Mason Blackwell-Jones, Callum Roberts, they've all been absolutely brilliant. Oliver Staveley as well. He's made a big impact on the bench when called upon. So this is a good experience for those young academy lads. And if they get thrown in at Newtown, it's one that's going to do their development a great amount of good.
Now, down south, it's a quasi-local derby as Penobont host Cardiff Mets. How's this one going to go, Jonah?
Tight, one of the tightest ones to pick of the wrong mark, I think. A real tight game to pick. The Met have it formed the last couple of weeks. They beat Bala 1-0, they beat Carnarvon 2-0, so that's two good wins without conceding a goal. Penobont were playing well the last couple of games until they went to Aber and got defeated. You know, goal against first 4 minutes, a Billy Borge own goal, a little bit unlucky, but tie of the round. And both these teams know, right? Christian Edwards, Reese Griffiths know. This is a big game. Biggest game of these two seasons so far as well. If they were to get through here, you're talking two games from the final. Home draw, quarter final, almost put you in the semis. Every one of these players on both teams playing Saturday, they know how big this game is. It's absolutely massive, mate, for them this weekend. And tightest game to call, no doubt at all.
And finally, Jonah, New Saints against Aberystwyth Town.
They got a right thump in when they went to Park Hall last time. But believe it or not, even with a lot more underdogs still left in the cup in some ties, Aber almost get a free shot at this. They've done well the last few weeks. It's not a free shot, really, because their club and their players, you know, and their coaching staff will want to go up there and prove themselves and turn around a massive result. Look, I think it was in the Premier League, was it Southampton were beaten 9 by Leicester, return game. Southampton turned over Leicester. So they can look at something like that. You know, you've got to go there thinking you can win. And look, they're on a good run of form at the moment, Aber, make no doubt about it. They're playing the favourites away from home. So is it a free shot? Not really a free shot, but as close as the one as you'll get.
Well, I hope you have a very good JD Welsh Cup weekend, wherever you may be. Quite a lot of games on Friday, including that Ammanford Carnarvon Town game in front of the Scotia cameras at 8. But Flint Town are at home to Colum Bay, Penobont are at home to Cardiff Met on the Friday night. The rest of the games will be Saturday, 2:30 kickoffs. Hope you can get to them and enjoy some great football. We'll be back in 7 days with a Nathaniel MG Cars Cup final preview. Until then, from all of us, bye-bye.